The Mysterious Traveler.
This is The Mysterious Traveler, inviting you to join me in a little Christmas fun. Friday is Christmas Day, and this is the holiday season when hearts are light and stories should be gay to match the mood of the occasion. So tonight we'll have no screams, no groans, no moans, no pistol shots. Nothing bad is going to happen to anyone. Well, practically nothing. So settle back and listen now to the story of Mr. Trimble's Turnabout Christmas. It is Christmas morning in Brooklyn Heights, Brooklyn, USA. Our hero, Timothy Trimble, is still in bed, though the clock is striking 10. Mr. Trimble, after a hectic Christmas Eve spent in singing carols, does not feel like getting up, in spite of the urging of his good wife, Louise. Santa comes on me.
Timothy, it's 10 o'clock. You've got to get up.
What did you say, Louise?
It's 10 o'clock. You've got to get up. This is Christmas, and we have 1,000 things to do.
No, I'm not going to get up. I'm just going to stay right here until tomorrow.
Timothy, this is Christmas. You might seem cheerful this morning, just for a change.
I don't feel cheerful. I hate Christmas.
Timothy, what a way to talk.
I mean it. Nowadays, Christmas begins on the 1st of November, and it isn't over until the last present is exchanged on December 31st. Well, they just change the name of the months to Christmas and be done with it.
That reminds me. You've got to find a present for Aunt Agatha and one for Uncle Elmer and something for the children. They're driving up from Philadelphia to have Christmas dinner with us. They just phoned.
No, no, not Uncle Elmer and Aunt Agatha and the children.
So you've just got to get up. Please hurry, Timothy.
All right, Louise, I'll get up. I'll get right up in just a minute.
Oh, no, you don't, Trimble. We got too much to do, me and you. No beauty nap for you this morning.
What? What? Who said that? Where are you?
Here I am, on top of your bureau.
On top of my bureau? Alive, Santa Claus? A foot high, sitting on top of my bureau. Louise! Louise!
That was a dumb trick, Trimble. She won't see me, and you'll just be in touch.
Yes? What is it?
Louise, just take a look at my bureau.
Well, I'm looking. What am I supposed to see?
Do you see a Santa Claus a foot high?
18 inches.
18 inches high, sitting on top of my bureau, swinging his feet over the edges?
Of course I don't see any such thing. The only Santas in this house are the little glass ones hanging on the tree.
But this isn't a toy. This Santa is alive.
Alive Santa Claus. 18 inches tall. Timothy, what nonsense are you up to?
Louise, I'm going to stay in bed today. My stomach is all upset. I'm seeing things that aren't there.
You're not going to get out of helping me by pretending to be sick. Come on now, Timothy. Get out of that bed.
Ouch! All right. I'm getting up. I'm up.
And see, you stay up. I'll give you 5 minutes to get dressed.
I told you that was a dumb trick. Oh, no, you ain't lying down again. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up on Christmas.
Oh, please. You'll disturb the whole neighborhood.
Trimble, ain't you cut on yet? Nobody can see me or hear me but you. I'm your Christmas spirit, your own personal Christmas spirit.
If only I hadn't drunk all that eggnog last night.
Never mind the eggnog. You'd be seeing me if you drank nothing but aqua of the most pure.
No, I wouldn't. You're just a figment of my imagination.
Well, them's harsh words. When I come here to make this the happiest Christmas of your life.
An invisible Santa Claus, 1 foot tall.
18 inches.
18 inches tall. It's not possible.
So I ain't possible? I see I got a reason with you. Everything else is possible in Brooklyn, so why can't Brooklyn have an invisible Santa Claus? What have you got against Brooklyn?
I haven't got anything against Brooklyn. I love Brooklyn.
So it's all settled. I'm real. You can call me Benny.
Benny? Why Benny?
Because that's my name, you dope. Benny, short for benevolent. I'm a Christmas spirit.
A Christmas spirit?
Yeah. And I dress like Santa Claus because all Christmas spirits do. Now, have we got that settled or ain't we?
All Christmas spirit? You mean there are more like you?
There's thousands of us. We're the answer to how Santa Claus get everything done in just one day. I'm the Brooklyn delegate.
I see. No, I don't see. What are you doing here on my bureau?
Today, I don't belong to Brooklyn. I belong to you, Timothy T. Trimble. You've been voted the winner of the Christmas Spirit Goodness Award for 1947. And for once, you're going to have the Christmas every man dreams about.
What are you talking about? What's the Christmas Spirit's Goodness Award?
It's like this. For years, us Christmas spirits have been watching guys like you give and give till it hurts, but never get. This year, we decided to elect one citizen in the whole world to get for a change. You following me, Trimble?
A cup of black coffee. If only I had a cup of black coffee.
Stop mumbling and listen to me. I'm saying that you, Timothy D. Trimble, was elected winner of the Christmas Spirit Goodness Award for being the world's best citizen in the year 1947.
Who, me? But I'm not...
See? Modest, too. That's one reason you was elected. You won by 37 votes over a guy named Horace Q. Wrigley of Pasadena, California, who collects cigar bands. So now, to collect the Christmas you got coming to you, leave us be on our way.
No, no, I won't.
Timothy, are you dressed yet? Oh, you are. Good.
Louise, I'm going back to bed. I feel terrible.
Go to bed, nothing. First, you have to give the building employees their Christmas money. Have you got it ready?
Yes, I have it ready. Tom and Joe and Bill and the superintendent.
That's right. Then you'd better have breakfast in a restaurant. I simply haven't the time to fix you anything.
But Louise...
After that, you've got to go buy presents for Uncle Elmer and Aunt Agatha and the children. Don't forget, Timothy.
But this is Christmas. There aren't any stores open. Where can I buy presents today?
That's your problem, Timothy. I have quite enough other things to worry about. But remember, nice presents now. Nothing from the drugstore. You know how Aunt Agatha and Uncle Elmer hate cheap things.
You know how I hate Uncle Elmer and Aunt Agatha.
Now, Timothy, they're your relatives, not mine. Oh, I almost forgot. We haven't a turkey.
Well, what of it? Do we have to have turkey? I'm sick of turkey.
For just you and me, I was going to have chops. But Uncle Elmer and Aunt Agatha and the children will expect turkey. Uncle Elmer said so on the phone.
But there aren't any butcher shops open today, Louise. You've got to listen to me. I don't feel well.
For goodness sake, why are you just standing there? Get your hat and coat and go.
Well, Trimble, you going to argue anymore, or you going to come along with me?
Oh, Benny, stop pulling at my coat. I don't like it.
What, Timothy? What did you say?
Nothing, my dear. I'm going. Christmas. Why was it ever invented? Now, let's see. $5 for Joe, the elevator boy, and $5 for Tom on the night shift, and $10 for the superintendent.
Are you in for a surprise, Trimble?
Please, go away, please, before somebody else sees you.
Don't worry. Nobody else won't. Now, here's the elevator. Just act natural.
Oh, hello, Mr. Trimble.
Quick, Joe, shut the door fast. Now, take me straight down and don't stop.
Anything you say, Mr. Trimble.
Ooh, we were too quick for him. Thank heavens. Oh, by the way, Joe, Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too, Mr. Trimble. Oh, no, 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 you don't. You put that envelope back in your pocket. Thanks just the same.
But, Joe, it's a little Christmas remembrance, just in the spirit of the season.
No, sir, not this year. Instead, you take this.
A $5 bill?
Yes, sir. This year, I'm giving you the present.
Did I hear you say you're giving me the present?
Oh, absolutely. Just for being such a swell tenant. You're one of the guys who don't ever complain if I'm late with the car, who tips me every time I have to let him off in his apartment, who always says, hello! You probably don't know him, Mr. Trimble, but you're the best passenger any elevator operator ever had.
I don't know what to say.
That's because you're so modest.
I think I need a little air.
Sure thing. Here you are. Main floor. Have a swell Christmas.
Thanks. That big fellow there in the lobby.
What about him?
I think I recognize him. He's... Oh, he's seen me.
Hey, Trimble, I want to talk to you.
Quick, Joe, down to the basement.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Trimble, come back here.
That was close. I'm positive that's the fellow who was so nasty to me down at the Income Tax Bureau last March. He probably found out about that deduction I chiseled on and he wanted to question me.
And on Christmas, too. Them guys got no pity. Well, here we are. Slide down the alley and he'll never catch you.
Thanks, Joe.
And a Merry Christmas again, Mr. Twimble.
First an invisible Santa Claus, then the income tax people. Oh, what a day this is going to be. Well, I better get started and...
Hey, Trimble, not so fast. Thought you were going to ditch me? Fine business.
How did you follow me?
Oh, down the air shaft. I'm not letting you out of my sight until midnight. First, we're going to put a good breakfast in you, and then Christmas, here comes Trimble. Well, Trimble, feeling better now? With 3 cups of Java in you?
I ought to be, but I still see you, so I guess I don't.
I'm disappointed in you, Trimble. You ain't got the true Brooklyn spirit.
Excuse me, Mr. Trimble. Were you speaking to me?
No, I guess I was. Just thinking out loud.
I understand. More coffee? Or some ham and eggs? Or maybe some waffles? With real maple syrup?
No, I guess not. Just let me have the check.
Oh, there's no check today, Mr. Trimble.
No check?
Manager's orders. He says you're the kind of customer who gives tone to a place.
Oh, well, thanks. Then here's something for you.
Oh, no, Mr. Trimble. Here's something for you.
She's giving you a quarter. Take it, stupid.
But what's this for?
Today, I'm tipping you for being such a nice customer. You don't mind, do you?
Where's your manners? Tell her you don't mind.
Of course I don't mind, but,
I knew you wouldn't. I keep telling the girls what a real gentleman you are. Oh, if there were only more men in the world like you, Mr. Trimble.
Well, there must be a lot of men in the world like me.
Oh, but there aren't. Believe me, I know.
Hey, Trimble!
Quick, the back way. Where is it?
Right through there.
Trimble, come back here. I've got some business with you.
Hurry, Mr. Trimble, hurry. And Merry Christmas, Mr. Trimble.
That was nice footwork back there, Trimble. So why are you so gloomy? Why so morbid?
Please, Benny, just go away. That's all I ask. Just go away.
At midnight, Trimble, but not 1 second sooner. You're going to enjoy this Christmas if it kills you. Now step on it. This old jalopy of yours has got to cover territory today.
Benny, get off my foot. You're pushing down the throttle and there's a red light ahead. Oh, we went through a red light and there was a cop right there. Here he comes. Oh, what a day. First you, then the Income Tax Bureau. Now I'll probably wind up in jail.
Take it easy, Trimble. Take it easy. You'll see.
Well, in a big hurry, are you? Such a hurry you go right to our pretty red lights.
I'm sorry, officer. I guess I got absent-minded. You see, my wife sent me on some errands and I was going too fast.
Sure, I understand. I got a wife like that, too. You're in a hurry? Let me help you. Wait, I'll get that truck out of your way.
Hey, you! Get that heap of junk out of the way, or I'll run you in. Yeah, that's it. Move it.
There you are. Just go as fast as you like. Here's a special card if anybody stops you. Just show it to them, and they won't bother you.
Why, thank you, officer. Thank you very much.
Why did I do that? What got into me anyway? Must be slipping. I didn't give him a ticket.
Well, Trimble, feel better now? beginning to believe it's really Christmas?
I don't know. Nothing like that ever happened to me before. He was polite to me. A traffic cop.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Now, what's next? Oh, yeah. The turkey you gotta get. Just pull up to the first butcher shop we come to. It don't matter which. It'll be open.
Am I having a turkey for you, Mr. Trimble? 1 second, and I'm showing you if I'm having a turkey for you. Here you are. Is that a turkey, or is that a turkey?
It's a turkey, all right.
To me, it looks a little more like an ostrich, except it's a little on the larger side.
Compared to that turkey, what Mr. President Truman himself is eating today is nothing but a hummingbird. A skinny little hummingbird.
Yes, I see what you mean. How much is it?
How much is it? Timothy T. Trimble asked me on that today. Christmas. To you, Mr. Trimble, the price is no dollars and no cents. Ugats. Exact. And I'm throwing in 10-pound steak.
Well, Trimble, feeling better?
Yes, I guess I am. Benny, is this really happening? Pinch me so I can be sure.
Yep.
Yeah, not so hard.
Well, it's really happening.
It's happening, all right. But you're sure I won't wake up and find it's just a dream as soon as Christmas is over?
This is no dream, Trimble. Someplace it might be a dream, but not in Brooklyn. Here it's real. Now where? What else you got on your mind?
Well, there's the presents for Uncle Elmer and Aunt Agatha. And then the truth is, I completely forgot to get anything for Louise.
Don't give it a thought, Trimble. What does a little lady like? Perfumes, jewels, furs, books?
She's not much of a reader, but...
Says she's a woman. Say no more, Trimble. Your problem is in the hands of an authority on women.
But none of the stores are open today.
Trimble, am I on the job or ain't I? If Timothy T. Trimble wants the store open today... It's open.
You like the bracelet best, Mr. Trimble? This one with the 7 Bagot diamonds? Or if you think Mrs. Trimble would prefer a necklace, these pearls now?
No, she doesn't care for pearls.
Oh, dear me. Then, of course, the pearls are definitely out. The bracelet is... There you are, all wrapped up. Oh, no, Mr. Trimble, put your checkbook away. The price of the bracelet, true, is $1,000, but the cost is precisely nothing. To have the wife of Timothy T. Trimble wear jewelry from our shop, we ask for nothing more.
The mink wrap is lovely, Mr. Trimble, but I know Mrs. Trimble would prefer the chinchilla. I'm sure of it.
But don't chinchillas cost...
You must not worry about the cost, Mr. Trimble. Naturally, we're making this a gift to you for being the kind of man you are. And think how proud the chinchillas will be.
Oh, now, Mr. Trimble, I'm sure Mrs. Trimble can use... more than just one bottle of perfume. So let's wrap up a dozen bottles, shall we? All different. Then she'll always just the right scent to match her mood. With our compliments, naturally.
Benny, I can hardly walk. All those packages. Fur coats, jewelry, perfume, cigars, smoking jackets. I can't carry them all. Benny... All these people, what do they want?
That's okay, Trimble. They're just wanting to get a look at you, that's all.
Who are you shoving?
One side, let me get it in through.
Gee, it really is Trimble, ain't it?
Oh, God, let me give you a hand.
Let me help you, Trimble. Who are you shoving? I want to see Trimble.
Benny, they're shoving and crowding so high. I can't move. I can't breathe.
Hurry, Trimble, hold on a second. That's it, thanks.
Who's that?
Photographer for the Associated Press. Tomorrow you'll see your picture in the paper. Some fun, huh?
No, these people, they're crushing me.
Hey, what's going on here? Calm down. Oh, now break it up. Okay. Break it up, I say. On your way.
know what's all this about. Oh, so it's you, is it? What are you peddling, brother?
Really, officer, I assure you, I...
Make it good or I'll haul you in for creating a disturbance.
I'll handle this. Officer, this is Timothy T. Trimble from Brooklyn. You know, Trimble.
Say, wait a sec. An inner voice is speaking to me. Ain't you?
Trimble, Timothy T. Trimble.
Of course, I knew it all along. Say, are these people bothering you? I'll run them all in.
No, no, but it's late and I'm trying to get back home and...
Okay, let me help you into your car. Right here at the curb.
But that's not my car. It's a brand new Superior 8. My car is that 1928 model down there.
Trimble, you disappoint me. When a man wins his Christmas Spirit Goodness Award, he really wins something. This boat is all yours, delivered while you was inside the store.
Sure, this is your car. Here's a card on the steering wheel. Merry Christmas to the best man on earth from the best car on earth.
Trimble! Hey, Trimble!
He's found me again.
Trimble, I want to talk to you.
Somebody you don't like, Mr. Trimble. I'll handle him for you. All right, buddy, on your way, before I jog you.
One side, you. I'm an honest citizen, and you can't order me around.
Oh, well, okay. Gee, he's a tough one, isn't he?
Now, Trimble, what's the idea of running away from me?
I didn't see you, and...
Never mind that now. Do you know who I am?
You're from the Income Tax Bureau, aren't you?
Income Tax Bureau? Trimble, I'm Professor Question. My question?
Professor Question? The one who gives away all those things on the radio?
Exactly. And I've been trying to catch you all day to check on your entry in our super-duper soap contest. Just finish this sentence in 25 words or less. I like the new post-war super-duper soap best because... Well, Trimble, finish the sentence. Surely you remember your own entry, don't you?
Well, yes, I do. I like the new post-war super-duper soap best because it has such a lovely smell I can always find it right away, even when I have soap suds in my eyes and can't open them. 25 words exactly.
Trimble... Congratulations, you have identified the winning entry and thereby become a super-duper jackpot winner for 1947!
I have?
You have! And as a super-duper jackpot winner, you win a duplicate of every prize we've given away this year! This $4,000 automobile at the curb, a $25,000 home on Long Island, a ranch in New Mexico, a 38-foot cabin cruiser, a four-place jet-propelled airplane, and a $2,000 mink coat, a 5-foot bookshelf of the world's greatest literature, a pair of gold-framed spectacles with which to read your 5-foot bookshelf of the world's greatest literature, 2 round-trip tickets around the world, a 2-week vacation in Havana, all expenses paid, a complete set of dentist's equipment, an x-ray machine, a silver-plated cement mixer, and more, an elevator, your own private Pullman car, a 12-carat diamond ring, and a gold-plated harmonica. Congratulations, Mr. Trimble, and Merry Christmas.
Let your heart be light. Well, Trimble, it's almost midnight. How have you enjoyed Christmas?
Huh? What'd you say?
I said, how'd you like Christmas?
It's the kind of Christmas I've always dreamed of, but never expected to have.
That's what us Christmas spirits had in mind. We wanted to see one good guy get for a change, instead of always giving. And did you get, brother? It ain't everybody who wins the super-duper jackpot. Not to mention all the other stuff you collected.
Benny, I'm really not dreaming all this, am I? It's not going to vanish when I wake up.
How many times do I have to tell you? It's as real as Christmas, Trimble. Listen. That's the gold plated harmonica you won. That's real, ain't it?
It certainly is. Please don't play it again, Benny.
Okay. I'm just trying to convince you.
I'm convinced. I wonder what I'm going to do with the dentist instruments, the cement mixer, and the elevator. Well, I'll think about all that tomorrow. I'm sleepy.
Yeah, you ought to be, the way you dipped into that brandy. But it's okay. Christmas only comes once a year, even in Brooklyn.
I almost think the best present of all was the fact Aunt Agatha and Uncle Elmer and the children never got here because their car broke down. Oh, I'll never be able to face the other kind of Christmas again, Tibbs. Presents, bills, relatives. It'll be too much for me.
Never mind. You had your day. They can't take that away from you. You see, Trimble, being good does pay. Sometime.
I still don't see why I was given the award, but I won't argue about it.
Timothy, who are you talking to?
Just to... I mean, nobody, my dear. I guess I was just thinking out loud.
I understand, darling. Oh, Timothy, this has been the most wonderful day of my life.
Glad you enjoyed it, my dear.
I don't think I ever realized before what a really good man you are. I just know there isn't as fine a man in all the world.
Well, I'm glad you think so, sweetheart. You don't mind if I go to sleep, do you? I'm pretty tired.
Oh, of course not. Oh, Timothy, it makes me so proud to be able to say to myself, my husband, Timothy Thomas Trimble, is the finest man in the world.
Thank you, dear.
Sleep tight, darling. I'll be in a minute.
Hey, Trimble?
Mm-hmm.
She called you Timothy Thomas Trimble.
Yeah, that's right.
You mean you ain't Timothy Trimble?
No, Timothy Thomas.
Holy cow, Trimble O'Pala. I hate to tell you this, but I kind of made a mistake.
How's that?
I've been giving the Guinness Award for 1947 to the wrong guy.
What do you say?
Chum, I made a mistake. You've had a Christmas that don't belong to you.
Can't hear you, Benny.
Trimble, we gotta start this whole day over again before the clock strikes midnight.
What about the clock?
I hate to do this, but we gotta go back to 10 o'clock this morning and start all over again. This Christmas has gotta be done over and right this time. So get set. Here we go. Sorry, Trimble, but I had to do it.
Huh? What do you say?
Timothy, I said it's 10 o'clock Christmas morning. You've got to get up. This is Christmas, and there's a thousand things to do.
10 o'clock Christmas morning? But it can't be.
It certainly is, and you've got to get up. You've got to help me.
No, 10 o'clock. Oh, no, no. Benny, where are you? Come back. Please come back.
Sorry, Trimble, but I had to be going. I got to do this whole thing over again. But Merry Christmas, Trimble. Merry Christmas!
Now, Timothy, first you have to give the building employees their Christmas money. Then you have to buy presents for Uncle Elmer and Aunt Agatha and the children. Then you have to find a turkey, and after that...
From Coney Island to the Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight. While the moon is bright.
And so comes to an end our special Christmas story, Mr. Trimble's Turn About Christmas. Next week at the same time, I'll be back again with another story of the strange and terrifying, which may chill you a little, and thrill you a little, and entertain you for half an hour. I'll call it Escape to 1980. It's about a man who fell asleep and woke up to find he'd slept for more than 30 years and... Oh, you have to get off here. I'm sorry. I hope we all meet again. I take this train every week at this same time. And until then, Merry Christmas.
This episode of The Mysterious Traveler starred Brad Oxnam as Timothy T. Trimble, John Malden as Benny, and Tara Malden as Louise. This is the IDS, the Inexplicable Dumb Show, wishing all of you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a safe and swift end to the year 2020.
I'm saying that you, Timothy D. Trimble, was elected winner of the Christmas Spirit Goodness Award for being the world's best citizen in the year 1947.
Who, me? But I'm not...
See, you're modest, too. That's one of the reasons you was elected. You won by 37 votes over a guy named Horace Q. Ringley out of Pisadena.
He took a boat to get here.
Yeah.
Gonna have a bag of crazy times to give the dawn his own girls and boys.
Well, Trimble, you gonna argue anymore or you gonna come along with me?
Benny, stop pulling out my coat. I don't like it.
What did you say, Timothy? Wait, oh, okay, sorry. Oh, I had more. All right. I went up too. All right.
Ever you, that's good. Ever you, that's good. Yeah, cool you.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the hosting donations accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.